We're joined now by WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you. Always a pleasure to see you.
Likewise. Well, first off, the White House indicated on Monday that President Trump is open to supporting a bipartisan congressional effort to revise federal background checks for prospective gun buyers. This comes after the deadly school shooting in Florida last week. Alan, do you think improved background checks is something this Congress can reach a deal on?
Well, it is. The problem with Trump, of course, is that he keeps saying he's for things and then it turns out he's not. So we have seen it again and again in which he says, for example, on the DACA kids, he says he's for it. And then when it looks like there's a bipartisan compromise, he scuttles it. So here he is under tremendous pressure. Americans, many of whom own guns, are just disgusted with what has happened. They are really frightened by it. They want something done. And finally, the president, under tremendous pressure, because we have him on tape all over the place talking about the beauty of guns and gun control is a bad thing. And so he says now through the White House that he would be open to it. I don't know what that means. Frankly, I'll believe it when I see it. This guy is a well-known liar, and that's what he does.
About an hour after news broke about the school shooting in Florida last week, Twitter accounts suspected of having links to Russia released hundreds of posts taking up the gun control debate. That's according to the New York Times. Now, before the Wednesday shooting, many of those accounts had been focused on the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
Look, Jim, this is very appropriate for what we are going through right now. We now know that the Russians are doing this, and they're doing it all the time. Trump himself said during the whole thing that there was no such thing, and that he didn't believe it. And even though his top people have said it is, he said it isn't. And so one can only scratch their heads and say, I wonder what the relationship between the Russians and Trump are. That's what Bob Mueller is investigating. And while he just indicted a whole bunch of Russians for their role in all of this, there is no smoking gun yet showing that while many of us suspect there's something and that the president has been saying Putin's a good guy and that the Russians have been unfairly accused. This is a whole different thing now. So we keep finding it. We keep seeing it. We can only hope that Mueller gets to the bottom of it.
And finally, President Trump has endorsed Mitt Romney in the Utah Senate race. Trump's announcement last night on Twitter came 3 days after Romney launched his bid for the seat that longtime GOP Senator Orrin Hatch is retiring from. Trump and Romney have had a rocky relationship. Alan, what do you make of this?
Well, remember that Romney wanted to be president and he couldn't. We know that there are some of the things that Trump has said about Romney have been terrible. Likewise, Romney has been calling shots on Trump. Now, along comes Mitch McConnell, and he says, you better, to the president, you just better. He may not use those words, but if we're going to keep our majority in the Senate, we're going to need Romney. That's a vote. And so he comes along and he says, all right, I'll do this. We are sure he's not happy about it, but what are the choices that he has? If he wants to lose the Senate as well as the House, he would not endorse Romney. Right now, Jim, there are indications that people are coming around on the tax plan. They like it. It's popular. So what we're seeing is a sort of semi-resurgence of some of the prestige of the Republicans. And they are hoping that this means that they can keep their both houses of Congress.
WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok.
Thank you, James.